It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends. Welcome to Thirsty Thursday with the fucking lads. I'm Barney. This is fucking Stiffy over here. How the fuck are you, bros?
Yeah, good, mate. Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty fucking Thursday.
We're dropping today. Today's Thursday. So if you're listening to us on our whatever platform you listen to, Spotify, Apple, iCast, whatever they are, there's too many to mention. We're all over them. It's Thursday, so it's fucking Thursday.
And we don't care where you listen to us, just fucking listen to us.
Correct, exactly. Get your ear holes around us. Yeah. Fucking,
What are we doing? We're getting out of our heads and into the fucking sheds.
Exactly,
and
mate.
That's exactly where we are. We're in Steve's shed at the moment, and still we're running with the same old...
The logo?
The logo, mate.
We got the lads logo up here. Yep.
That did take 7 days to get that done, so yeah. We're fucking proud of it.
Yeah, correctly.
There will be another one, and if you can...
Lads, you know...
We've just noticed too, though. Look at this. These cheeky little cunts.
Oh, yeah, they put a little bit of a dick pic up there.
Dick and balls.
Yeah, you got to have the dick pic up there.
Absolutely, so...
Mate, lads, lifestyle adventures and some good old cracking daily stories. That's what lads stands for. Just the two of us. Cracking tins, so hang the fuck on while we give you a grin, you know?
Speaking of tins...
Yeah, we better get one in front of us. Oh!
Let's do some ad bin first, so...
Yeah.
We've been a bit guilty of this, so... If you want to ring in... Yep. Not ring in. So you're going to do a voice recording, and then you're going to send it through an email...
Correct.
...to theladspoddy@gmail.com.
Yeah, so poddy, P-O-D-D-Y...
Yep.
Correct. Mate, we're getting some good rants coming in. When I say the word rant, that's just the way we're using it. You can tell us a funny story. You can give us what's happening in your life at the moment. If you want to unload anything, if you want to call us to say, hey, I'm going through a bit of head noise, go for it. You know, like this is what we're all about, getting out of your head and into the shed.
We're all going through head noise.
We always do. It does vary. Exactly right. So, mate, we normally crack tins on this show, but today... In the fridge, being Thirsty Thursday. That's how thirsty I am. I'm fucking my words up. Mate, I did put some other things in there. So when you're ready, I reckon we'll go into the fridge, eh?
Right, yeah. Let's do it.
Go for it, mate. Get into it. So I did put in a couple of stubbies. Now, they don't make the big cracking noise that you do with our tins. But what's in there? The old vodka G-Up. Mate, shout out to the G-Up. Goes all right.
One thing I've noticed, mate, you still didn't grease that fucking hair.
Nah, I like that. I like the sounds. So, mate, what we got here, of course, is the vodka G-Up. It's the grape flavor. And, of course, the big difference between these and anything else on the market with your, let's just say it's the what do you call it? It's the flavored lolly water of the vodkas.
It's got electrolytes in it.
Yeah, it does. It's got electrolytes in it.
It's good for you.
It's been around for a while, of course. Troy Candy.
Mm.
So shout out to these guys, letsgup.com. Check them out. I've been on G Up for about 12 months, as in like the first couple of things, first couple of cartons I bought were a good 12 months ago. And you've just simply...
So you can't have them smoker when you're at work though, can you?
Back then, you could only sort of get them online at certain branches. But, mate, over the last 12 months, he has branched off massively. And, I got these from up at Browns Plains. They're at the First Choice. first choice at Browns Plains. Yep. So they're not everywhere, but you can certainly find out where they are stocking them, and they're certainly getting you know, more outlets throughout the country. So, yeah, Australian made, Australian company, 4.6%. This one is the grape flavoured, so I'm going to crack it. Oh, yeah, that made a fairly decent noise. Oh, I think the slower you do it with stubbies, you don't get the same effect. Yeah. So ripping the top off these like a Band-Aid is, I think, the best way to do it. And cheers up, mate. Mmm. Grape. Yum.
Oh, I do like the grape.
I really do like it. It certainly, the grape, you can certainly, it's got a hit of grape. Like,
that's
if
nice.
if it didn't say the word grape on the front, you know it's grape.
How many percent of these?
Yeah, 4.6s, mate.
4.6s.
Yep.
Nice. I like it. That's good.
One standard drink, of course. And lucky for us, we're not pregnant, so we don't have to worry about that.
No. We have ponytails.
I need to take the old screenshot and zoom in because some of this writing's quite small, but on the back there, how many calories has this thing got? I can't even read that. My eyes are too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd need
doesn't
a selfie
matter.
Stick if I'd actually put it on a selfie stick and send it out there. And,
Yeah, shout out to G Up. Troy, give us a buzz. We'll get you on. Righto. Thirsty Thursday, mate.
Mate, absolutely. So what have you been up to on the week, mate?
So this week...
We caught up last... was on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The first time we done the last one on Sunday.
First day so. We did... first, yeah, we did a Sunday session.
Yep.
Now we're doing a Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
In my shed here with the lads' potty on the background.
Yep.
So it's been a busy week, being it's Thursday. And you know what? Tomorrow's Friday. We're already at the weekend.
You know one thing we didn't actually talk about last week?
What was that?
Donald.
Oh, we didn't. It was pretty fresh, wasn't
mate,
it?
Mate, that was very fresh.
We talked about it, but we didn't bring it up.
Donald fucking, his ear got shot.
It did. So it's, what's now? It's about 5 days on since that happened.
Yeah.
That's a bit hectic. When I first heard it, about it, I was like, oh, yeah, what a G... Pardon the pun.
What a G up.
What a fucking G up that is. You know, a publicity stunt, rah, rah, rah. Until I saw the video where you clearly hear the shots and then, of course, you know, he grabs his ear or whatever and goes down and then comes, you know, you can see it. It's quite confronting that, let's just say, right now, let's just say that was real because it's either fake or real. And in my eyes, what I saw, it's pretty real. As in that bullet fucking hit his ear. Now, if it's fake, well, it's fake. But let's just say it's real. The bullet hit his ear.
Yeah. So a lot of people sort of saying that, oh, it's a fucking Trumpy's done that. I'm going, mate, that's a fucking good. I'm a shooter. That's a fucking good shot if you can shoot someone's ear that's fucking moving around.
Correct.
And go, yeah, not hit him in the eye.
He wasn't aiming for the ear.
Mate, we haven't had a good old fucking that was assassination.
That was a dead set fucking headshot aim at a former president of the United States of
in
America.
In 2024.
Fuck it. Anyway, that guy, whoever, I don't want to get too much into it, but obviously the shooter's been killed.
Yep.
And dealt with, whatever, but that just blows me away that man, and go, like, we don't get too much into politics.
We're not into politics.
But at the same time, it's like, fuck me, Trumpy.
Yeah.
Trumpy trumps again. Like, it's just like, dude,
it's only going to make him bigger and bigger.
That man has got a fucking story to tell. Like, seriously, a story to tell. And... it blows my mind thinking about it, but imagine if he would be a guest one day, the Donald Trump on the lads.
Hate him.
Doesn't matter what political view you have or what your thoughts of the man, but to actually talk to him, whether he talks a lot of bullshit or whatever, but fuck me, he just got shot in the head. Your ear's part of your head, right?
So if you know Donald, reach out to him and...
fucking oath, reach out, Donald. We'll get you on the show. We'll have a bit of a G up and fucking...
We'll have a new sign by then, so it won't be quite
probably
the,
right.
The crayons or anything like that, but yeah, fucking...
So how's your week been? It's been Thursday. You've had a bit on?
Mate, just a fucking stock standard sort of week. One of the boys actually was telling me on Tuesday, I think it was, got a $20,000 fucking vet bill.
Oh, hang on. Woo up. Back the truck up, yeah. Boys and girls. What the fuck?
So this is a dash home. The dash home.
Is this a dog?
A dog. A $20,000.
Immediately, I was thinking horse world. No. But this is a dog. Dog. This is a dog.
It's only a wee dog, too. It's a dash hound. It's one of them long fucking things that...
Oh.
So, yeah, he's...
What happened?
So, apparently, they were cooking a roast. Shout out to Shannon. Hope you approve of me telling you the story. But
oh, too late now.
It's fucking... It's already there. But, yeah, they cooked a roast and tipped the fat out in the garden, and the dog's eating...
Oh, no.
And the fucking contents of the garden as well, because the garden would have tasted good, because fat tastes good, yeah?
So you're talking about it...
So they tipped fat out in the garden, and the dogs went, oh, yeah, fucking, I'm eating all that fat up.
Straight onto it.
But it's also eating the contents of the garden as well, so the fucking dirt,
the bark,
the fucking... Anything that tasted good, so it was...
So it, was it wasn't when it was hot, it was like just when it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold, so...
Right.
Yeah, so it's got one big fucking bellyache.
And this cost 20 grand.
20 grand. So the last couple of nights, I think it was like 6 or 9 grand of it in intensive care, so 3 grand a night.
How?
In intensive care.
And no pet insurance?
Oh,
okay. Well, I don't have pet insurance. Like, it's one of those things. It's like, do you get it? Do you not? But anyway,
yeah.
The 20 grand to.
Oh, look. And
wow.
They are part of the family, too. So pets are
100%
part of the family. But you can buy a whole herd of dash hounds for 20 grand.
You can buy a lot of things for 20 grand.
Yeah.
Shout out to 20 grand.
Yeah. Fuck so, God. Other than that, mate, I think that's the only. Sorry, Shannon, again. That's the only thing
right.
interesting that's really happened to me.
But
this
20
week.
Grand. Okay, let's just clear the slate. 20 grand gets thrown on you at right there in front of you, and the person says, hey, you can't use that for anything else other than you have an hour to spend it.
Cocaine and strippers. Did I say that out loud?
Fuck me.
Cocaine and strippers.
I was not expecting that.
So... I'm walking up to the teller now, so and I'm going to get 20 grand out. So
no, it's not your money. Someone just threw 20 grand in front of you.
Yeah, but I'm going straight to the bank with that, and I'm getting the money for cocaine in hundreds and the strippers in $5
bills.
Oh, we've
talked about this before on another podcast.
$5 bills. $5 bills for strippers, right. Hundreds for the fucking cocaine.
Now, I've not put any thought into this. If someone threw 20 grand in front of me and said, you have an hour to deal with that, my head would do backflip. You know what? It'd get. I'd be at the 59 minute, and the fucking 20 grand would be still sitting there, thinking, I don't know what to do.
Oh no, I'm fucking spending. I'm spending yours as well.
I don't know what to do.
Yours is gorgeous.
Like to spend 20 grand, you've got an hour to spend 20 grand. Like, of course you could.
Easy.
You could online
bike.
What exactly? You could go to marketplace. You could buy some whatever. Oh, wow. But I've got no.
Did that? I said that too quick. So I don't even like.
Hey,
cocaine.
Listen,
I do love the smell of it though.
Some would say it was pretty good. Quick, but maybe that's just what happens. Yeah. I think we've spoken about this before.
It is Thirsty Thursday, so
oh yeah, fucking oath, it is. Hell,
so what have you been up to, mate? What's the goss,
mate? You know what? The last night, I was driving home from Brisbane last night, and you know when you get, like I get in the zone, sometimes when I'm driving, like I listen to a lot of potties and podcasts during the day when I'm working, but while I'm driving the car, if I'm in the car alone, I tend to turn the radio on, and last night, I flicked over to Triple J, and I used to be a massive Triple J fan, or I still am a massive Triple J fan, and because I like to listen to diversity of different, you know, genres and stuff like that. Anyway, this song came on and it really, it's something I want to bring back into our potties is I love all types of music, but you don't hear a lot of music these days from your past, right? Yep. Like the 90s. I got into music and listening to radio and listening to albums in the 90s. And this song came on. Now, this song is... a song from Savage Garden. Now, they were pretty big back in the 90s. But this is a remix, so this has got a bit of Peking duck.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. And a bit of Darren Hayes in it. Well, of course, because Darren Hayes is at Savage Garden. So let me just press play on this. Deep commitment, getting comfy, getting perfect, just what I live for. But I look and then I smell up the feeling, it's like I'm down on the floor, and I don't know what I'm in for. Dude, so I'm just bopping in my chair like, that's what I was doing last night, driving home from Bris Vegas. That came on Triple J. Mate, I cranked the fucking shit out of it because it's like, it's a remix, it's a house party sort of version of it, and I'm into that. Yeah. So
a good song will change your mood.
Oh, doesn't it? It just, and seriously, I'm sitting in my car driving home, and I'm doing the whole fucking bopping, and it gets you out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Music and songs and even like chatting like we do now gets you out of your head, a hobby or whatever it may be. Yep. But me driving my car, and when something like that comes on, fucking, mate, I can be in a, it doesn't matter what mood I'm in, and especially if I'm in a mood where you don't want to be, you might have a bad day, might have a bit going on with head noise.
Crank it up.
That came on last night after I was a little bit, you know, in a bit of a spot. And, mate, it just
changed the mood.
Changed everything.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that song on because it's like, it took me back to the night. You know what it did? It took me back in time. It took me back to the 90s when that came out. Wasn't that version of it, but it just took me back in time where I felt like nothing, you know, I had no issues, no problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like just Paced cleared the slate and just went, fuck, this is awesome. And it's a fucking rockin' beat. Yeah. And when it's got a rockin' beat behind it, mate, I'm all about it. And fucking, I just wanted to...
And it brings you back to a good time, good memories and shit like that. So
yeah.
Yeah. When I'm on the motorbike and if a good song comes on, I ride faster. It's just, I don't know. You're in the zone, or a good song comes up.
Especially like Highway Out of Hell, and you're on your BMW.
You're gonna cruising
down the highway
quicker than what you should be.
I can just imagine you actually like right out the back of bumfuck Idaho. Now that's probably not a good saying for Australia because Idaho is in US, isn't it? Idaho.
It is.
Is that a saying? Yeah. Is that a US slang?
Bumfuck Idaho.
But Idaho Idaho. Yeah, Idaho's, bumfuck Timbuktu or bumfuck wherever. Yeah.
Let's call it Timbuktu.
Yeah.
I've never been to Timbuktu, though.
Actually, there's a joke about Timbuktu, but I'll leave that another day.
Maybe that's the afternoon joke.
Yeah, it's too long. It goes on. But I can just imagine you driving down the back of fucking bumfuck Timbuktu with Highway Out of Hell blasting in your ears, and you're sitting on a, let's just say you're just cruising. You're sitting on 95, and that song comes on. And what does Barney do?
Yeah, it's winding it on.
Let's dial it up.
Yeah, dial it up a little bit.
120. Ish. Maybe a bit more. Ish. Ish.
Ish. The worst road is riding towards Griffith.
I think we spoke about this before. It was
I don't. We probably spoke about it, like, not on air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, mate, it's fucking... The Hay Plains, like, it's just fucking long and straight.
Yeah.
And boring.
Yeah.
That's why we try to do a lot of back roads. Because you don't get that long, straight. Like, highways and that, I can't do fucking... Makes me go to sleep. Like, doing the bloody Pacific Highway now, even towards Coffs Harbour, even though it's only like 3.5-4 hours now from my place, riding that road makes me go to sleep, or I switch off.
Yep.
It's not good.
Now, the lads on, and shout out to the lads on, this was on 24/7. Do you watch the 4WD show 24/7? So you've got Shauno, you've got Graham, there's a few other lads on there. fuck, it's just blanked me. But anyway, 24/7, love it. My son Kai and me watch it every Thursday night. They drop a new episode. They did an episode, I'm sure it was Graham and a couple of other lads, where they did a four-wheel drive episode from the Blue Mountains, which I think they started in Victoria. As in, I think the Blue Mountains go all the way down to Victoria, don't they? Like they're in New South Wales, of course.
The Blue Mountains, for me, are in New South Wales. Bell,
Sydney. Spotty, okay. Yeah. Okay, so they might have come through there. So anyway, I think they started in northern Victoria, and the plan was they want to get to Queensland without touching the blacktop.
Mm.
It was all back roads. Perfect. Okay. They couldn't do it because they actually had to cross. It's not like they went up the blacktop, but they actually had to cross the blacktop. So, you know, of course you're going to come across a dirt road and then, oh, fuck, there's bitumen road. We've got to get across it. So, but let's just say if they did 1,000 kilometres, they did 999.2 of dirt to get from New South Wales.
That's living.
Through the Blue Mountains,
up
the middle of New South Wales, through all the back country. And these are like single little dirt tracks through, you know, that's where... You know, we spoke about this in our first podcast about where we want to be in the future, about doing adventures and stuff like that with on the bikes. I can see us doing that in the future with, all right, we're in Queensland. Let's get to Victoria and not touch bitumen.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to, obviously, leaving our house, we're going to touch bitumen. But at a certain point, we're going to go from Queensland to Victoria.
You want to be able to do 90% dirt.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's on the to-do list for the lads. I reckon in the future, we'll do something like that.
Don't you have a good mate? Troy?
Todd.
I'd actually like to get him on because that is actually on to one of my goals.
Yeah.
Is to ride around Australia.
I reckon I won't talk too much about it because I reckon that'll be a really good guest episode when we get Toto on. But simply, he loaded up. He's got a KTM 990, I'm pretty sure he's got.
The old Punkin.
Yeah, the old Punkin.
The Punkin.
Loaded up and he spent... So I think he had long service. It was about 10 weeks or something. But let's just leave him to
and
talk about
it. And done a full lap.
So he didn't quite do a full lap, but he did. He got to a certain point and the rains and the flooding happened at a certain point. So I might just leave that for the pod.
Yeah, we'll leave that.
Let's leave that alone.
But we also leave alone that this is not about us.
Mm.
The rant line.
Correct.
Thirsty Thursday. Is about...
Correct. It's about some rants.
Some rants.
So we've had some come in, so let's get into that.
So let's listen to a few of those instead of listening to us. So, it's got to be better, hasn't it?
Sounds like a plan. So I've got a couple that we can walk through.
Yep.
Are we going to walk through?
I'm not walking. I'm going to fucking sit here and drink.
Yeah. And how are you going with your drink?
Mate, I'll tell you what. This is going down good. I actually feel really hydrated again. Actually, I feel that hydrated.
All right.
I'm going to get another one
here
before
we go.
You start.
I finally fit. Oh, right, you're going to get another one.
Yeah.
Well, no, let's do one. Let's do one yarn. Let's do one. Because you've still got... Stop it. Right, here we... Oh, fuck, no. He just sculled it. Righto. Well, we're not going to wait. We'll get the fridge door then, will you? I'll have another one. What are you going near? Oh, actually, I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to double park. You have one. All right. I'll drink faster now that we're listening to rants.
I'm going to go away, James Squire ginger beer.
Oh, and that's in a tin, so that's going to crack all right.
To my home.
Yep.
Home.
How the crack... That sounded... You know, halfway through that, sounded like I was listening to crackle on a fucking... on a piggy getting eaten. You know when you eat crackle?
Yep.
That had crackle.
Yep.
I thought you were eating pig.
Mate, shout out to James Squire for a fucking good tin crack.
Shout out to you for cracking that fucking so well. All right, here we go. First yarn, first rant,
Let's
I should
it.
Say.
Let's do it.
Righto, here we go. See if this works.
G'day lads, it's Matty here again. Some people call me Harry. I don't know why. I think it's because I wear glasses. Anyway,
I like Harry Potter.
Just want to bring up a topic on good juju or bad juju. You know, if you believe in good karma and bad karma. I just got the family some noodle box. Rang up ahead of time. You know, just what my order is. I turn up to pick it up. Old mate just hands it to me and says, "See ya." Like I hadn't paid for it yet or anything, and I went, "Nah, this feels like bad juju." Mm. I you know, own up and let him know I haven't paid for it. And he goes, oh, yeah, thanks for that, rah, 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 pay for it. I walk out with my good juju along with my dinner. Some other people might just walk out with it, you know, call it a win, but no. Nah. I think there's bad juju coming around the corner if you let a few things, you know, go like that. But anyway, what do you reckon? I'll leave you with a joke. This Asian couple, you know, they're going at it between the sheets, having a good time, and the female says, oh, I want 69. And old mate says, why you want beef and broccoli order now? Anyway, catch you, lads.
Oh, that was fucking gold.
Matty comes up with the goods again.
Yeah, fucking hey. He called last week too, didn't he? The fucking fly.
Matty's part of the OG.
Yeah.
Fucking Juju, bit of good karma, bad karma.
Yeah.
You had a bit of good karma, bad.
I do believe in fucking juju and the woo-woo. I can't walk out of a daytime and not turn the light out in the kitchen. Because that's bad woo-woo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I've got to go. Even I'll get in the car and go, fucking didn't turn the kitchen light out. I've got to fucking walk back in there.
Yeah.
I could be running late for work and shit like that, but I've still got to walk back in there. But fucking bad juju is, I think it's real.
I think it is too. I can't think of anything right now to tell
you've
got to
be a good cunt.
But exactly, you've got to be a good cunt. But I do, I think I have done like what Matt said before. I think something was given to me. I can't give you specifics on that, but I've got this feeling like I've done the similar thing where I was handed something one day and was pretty much said, there you go, no worries. And I said, no, I haven't paid for that. And I can't remember what that was. But yeah, I've done the same thing. And I think it just comes down to the person you are.
Yep.
And what your morals are and what you believe in the old juju. But there definitely is. There is bad, you know. Sometimes I think if you push the boundaries too much, the bad juju comes back at you.
It can do, but I've also fucking done the opposite as well. So when you're having that bad fucking day and the bad customer service and they miss that and it's that's fucking on you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I think I had, you know what? I think this is a so KFC, we went through one Friday night. And I ordered like just something small. It was like a dinner box thing, you know. And I got handed a fucking big bag, like a feast or whatever it was. And it went away with me. I didn't hand it back.
Yeah, you.
I got a lot of chicken that night. Yep. Shout out to KFC.
It's their fault, like. Yeah, you got to let some slide.
Oh, I know, but I think, you know what, it depends on the
Matty
circumstance.
Could have let the slide on the thing, but it
depends.
There we go again.
It depends on the
how professional are we?
Yeah, I know, that was a text message. It depends on the circumstance. When you're in a drive-thru, though, it's like you're in a hurry. So it's like, and you grab it through the window and you put it down and then you start taking off. And I think it was when I was already driving, I'm like looking back going, fuck, that's bigger than what I ordered. So, you know, it wasn't like...
Have you heard the story of that one on Facebook where the old bloke he's driving through McDonald's and he's obviously taking his fucking sweet ass time. He's old. He's 80-odd fucking years old. And he's ordered his shit and fucking Shirley behind him's fucking honking the horn. He's going, I wonder what her problem is. He said, oh, look, I'll pay for her order too.
Oh,
like, so being a nice old bloke, so he's he's obviously this woman's a little bit troubled, and he'll say he pays for her order too, and goes up the next window and collects his two orders, one's his, one's the other lady. So she's now got to go back around again and fucking reorder.
Oh no!
Fucking shout out to the old bloke. So
oh, that's gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's something in
thanks for that, Matty.
Yeah, thanks, like Matty. Yeah. Well done.
And you'll get good juju.
Mm. Righto, move on.
Yep.
Hey, boys. It's Sarge here. Got a bit of a fucking rant.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner.
so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Rant, boys.
Hey, Sarge.
Came across a video while I was having a scroll the other day, and I could not fucking be crankier. Did you know elephants have complete control over their penis and can use it as a fucking arm to scratch their belly? Why can't mine do that? Why can't I scratch my belly with my penis? Really fucking fires me up, you know. I'll attach the video for you boys to have a fucking squeeze at.
It's the video.
Fuck me, it yeah. makes me really bit cranky. See ya.
See ya, Sarge. Yeah, yeah. He sent through a video which I won't play at the moment, but it is. It's a. It's.
I've got to see this.
It's a bit of. It's on the. It's going viral at the moment. I think if you were to actually go into your like Instagram, and you know what, I'm going to play it for you because it's piss
Do
funny. Because otherwise, you're not going to be able to comment on it. But this elephant, right? It's scratching its belly with its penis. So I'm gonna press pause and let Barney watch this. Hang on a sec, guys. Right, I just showed Barney that elephant. So
he
if you
had
want
a very fucking itchy tummy.
So have you the size of that bigger? So he can elephant. Now I didn't know elephants could scratch their bellies with their penises.
Nah.
And Sarge's got something on that. Like, I wish I could scratch in my belly with my penis.
I want to go through Sarge's fucking search history.
It's you got to search
Actually,
for it.
Actually, I don't want to go through.
Yeah. No. Anyone listening, get onto Instagram and just type in how does an elephant scratch his belly.
Actually, we'll stick that up on our fucking Instagram.
We'll put it up there.
We'll put it up.
Have a look at it. But it's there's an old famous saying that comes around, like most of the lads will know it, when you talk about, you know, the old pecker, it's like a baby's arm holding an apple, right? This fucking elephant, it's not a baby's arm holding an elephant. It's holding an elephant, an apple.
A fuel oil.
Fuck me. The thing about it is it's not even just giving it a little scratch.
It's fucking slapping it.
It's fucking headbutting
it. Knock you out.
Yeah.
Knock you out.
That's
mate, Sarge.
That's got a better punch on it than Tyson Fury. Fucking hell.
I do not want to look at a research history.
Oh my
God. What the fuck is he watching?
He's watching a lot of good stuff. Yeah. And I think it's been viral. I think that's just what happened is
slapping that.
Why doesn't my penis scratch my belly? Oh, I mean, does it even reach that far? Only if you're in the fetal position.
Yeah, I'm a grower, not a shower. And if I got an itchy belly, I'm just scratching it. Thanks for that one, Sarge. You fucking, you wombat.
Righto, next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Righto.
Hey, g'day, lads. It's the bot here from Bundy. Been enjoying your podcast over the last, week or two, and thought I'd share a story that a mate reminded me of the other day that I think you might find a bit funny. But first, I think it sounds like the tradition. I need to probably crack a golden throat charmer, so here goes.
Oh, well done.
He's got a little work to go.
Yeah.
A little bit, but that's good.
But the story goes a bit like this. There was this mate of ours who had an executive role, and his PA, and fuck, he'd get her. She did everything for him. Like all of his phone calls went through her. She'd fix his jocks, do everything. But it was really hard to get through to him because she would screen all the calls. So it became a bit of a game amongst the boys to try and get past her.
Oh, yeah.
And, you'd try all sorts of things, but you'd never get through. So one day, though, I thought, let's just really mix this up a bit. And when I've rung through to Jace, she's answering. She starts interrogating, you know, who are you? Why are you ringing? You know, bloody, bloody, blah. And I got a bit sick and tired of trying to answer her question. So I just said, look, can you just pass a message on to him for me? And she said, yes, yes, I can pass a message on. I said, tell him to stop fucking my wife, and hung up. Anyway, next time I rang, I sort of got through pretty quickly. But the funny thing is that a couple of weeks later, I was having a beer with Jason, and he said to me, he goes, oh, fuck, he said, I'm shitting myself. I'm like, what? He goes, you know, I've been having an affair with this woman, and the freaking husband's rung my PA. And to this day, no one's ever told him it was a bloody joke.
No. No ways. Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, that's crossed your
plug. Oh, well, that's well done. That's wow. That's like checkmate Trump's because he's fucked his mate.
And he's fucked his mate twice.
Oh, God. How was the golden throat charm of fucking at the start?
That's fucked me, sorry.
He's got some good cracking
mate,
abilities.
That was, nearly good. I reckon I could train him, though, so.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'll train him up, so.
Yeah, maybe that was the first time he's ever done it into a microphone or into a phone.
Very good.
Well done.
What was his name?
The bot from the bot from Bundy.
The bot from Bundy, I like it. That actually reminds me of a story. So my next door neighbour, shout out to Lisa, she's walked over to me and said, someone's been knocking off her undies off the line. Right. Fuck, that's no good. And she said, fucking, we've got it all on camera. Fuck, I near shit her knickers.
Die, dude. Oh, fucking hell. Righto.
Thanks to the bot from Bundy.
Thanks, the bot from Bundy.
Fuck, how did that work out, I wonder?
Like, I don't know.
Did that go further or?
He said there at the end there, I think he said that he did. Yeah, that he doesn't know. Oh, fuck.
That's a lot of head noise, isn't it?
There's a bit going on there, so we'll move on, eh? All right, what's this one?
Righto, lads. Another quick story from Dirty Mick.
Oh, Dirty Mick's back.
I knock around with a couple of... or a couple of dozen, really, like-minded mongrels riding Harleys around Victoria and in the New South Wales. We love it, and we're scallywags and no good. But anyways, we're we get up in the mountains quite a bit, and you often come across them lycra-wearing push bike fellas kicking around.
Cyclists.
And on this one day, we're all standing outside the pub. You know, it's 9:30 at night, getting dark. We're hanging around outside just drinking cans out the front out of our whiskey. That's pretty much what we do. And this bloke on a push bike must have lost a bet. Anyway, he comes down the hill and he's completely stark naked. And just a reflex action, I launched me tin at him and a half full tin of beer. And I've launched it at him and sconed him right on the side of the noggin with a tin of Vic Bitter. Anyway... He's proceeded to go ass over tit three times, kaplunk, 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 and knocked himself out cold. He's absolutely out cold, sitting there, stark naked, dick and balls, just swinging in the wind. Anyway, we're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Next thing you know, his poofy mates come running down. Oh, what's happened? What's happened? We're like, oh, mate, we don't know. He come running down. We see him racing down the street, and he just flipped. I don't know. Something's happened. He's come off, got the speed wobbles. Oh. Anyway, and one of the blokes is a welder in our crew, and he had a bit of welding chalk around him. And for a shit stir, he drew a crime scene silhouette around the bloke lying there in the ambo. He's like, when the ambo rolled up, he's like, what? Who did this? And anyway, we're all sitting back just having a giggle about it. But, yeah, the one we got away with there, yeah, that's for sure. Good on you, fellas.
Oh, good yarn, Dirty Mick.
Fucking Dirty Mick again. That's a little bit cleaner than the last one that you fucking sent through. So.
First one's a bit rough.
How classic that is, though. Like, that's like we all do that with a group of mates of ours, and these are cyclists, obviously. But you always have, when you get a group of mates around and someone loses a bet, it's always about getting fucking naked and doing something stupid, isn't it?
Oh, stories.
Oh, show, tell me your stories. Unleash it.
So New Year's, we all get together around sort of our area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're shaking your head.
Yes, it involves me. So.
Yeah.
So I always sort of, it's just after 12 o'clock, I'm fucking obviously full of ink.
Yeah.
And decide that it's time for a nudie run. So all the kids are in bed and shit like that. So it's just the adults around. So I go, I always wear my undies on my head when I do a nudie run.
So they don't know who it is?
No.
It's like incognito?
No. It's because some fucker always steals your clothes and you fucking strip off and then you fucking naked for a fucking long time.
It's not like it's a Batman suit where, you know, no one, who's Batman? Who's
Everyone knows who the fuck it is.
Correct.
It's fucking me. So anyway, so I've done this nudie run and I fucking got the undies on the head and fucking ran fucking through the fucking all the tables and shit like that and round the outside. And they just changed all their air conditioners and shit, or a hot water system, I don't know what it was, but there was a lot of fucking copper, like fucking copper pipe, and sort of all fucking tingling. So I fucking went cunt up in the copper pipe. So
doing the nudie run.
Yeah, doing the nudie run, so yeah.
The old New Year's Eve antics.
Oh, fuck, they're good. Actually, we'll put that New Year's antics that we done the tequila song up to.
There's a lot of things we need to put in our socials once we get that sorted.
Yeah, once that's sorted. But yeah, I did... did go cunt up in a lot.
Imagine on the push bike though. He's naked. Old mate throw a can at his fucking head. Got him.
Hit him.
And like imagine he's on bitumen. There's gonna be a bit of fuck. Oh, and how's the fucking when you do rip fucking skin off you from gravel or bitumen? I've got a fucking yarn about this too. But when you I'm gonna get straight into it. We were out at a party one night or one afternoon. Full of piss. I think it was like a mate's 3-year-old birthday party, right? It was just, yep. Anyway, of course you get on the piss. The adults get on the piss. Righty.
3-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
Right? You're on the piss.
So the adults are. Yep. And the kids are just over there in the jumping castle and a water slide or whatever, you know. We're all sitting around drinking piss and then next minute someone decides to get the motorbike out of the shed and go do wheel stands, right? Well, not even try and do wheels, just ride the bike down the front driveway. And, of course, he's cracked it into a wheel stand. He's not wearing any protective gear. He's wearing Chinese racing boots, the old pluggers. He's wearing boardies and a singlet and a pair of sunnies. That's it. Cracks it into this mono and seriously went about 4 metres and just arseholed it. On a gravel road, just raped his fucking body. Half his body skin was left on the gravel road. We drag him and he gets up going, oh yeah, girls. Rah, rah, rah. And then the moment of when the wind and the air hits your skin when you've raped your skin off you, he went into shock. Yeah. We sat him down. He just simply went into shock because the air got to the... Oh, and it just was like, oh.
Ouch.
Yeah, that hurts. I can just imagine bitumen. It's not good. Actually.
And getting hit in the head with the tin too.
Oh, that's a cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was a young fella, here we go. Me and my cousin, we were on the Deadly Treadleys push bikes again on the bitumen road. And you know the signs on the side of the road where it's got roadworks ahead and they used to be put in with star pickets, I guess. At the time, I didn't realise they were star pickets because you see them also where they're on the leggies and if a strong wind comes, it blows them over, right? So I've come peeling down this bitchin' road.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Treadley, and I had my cousin behind me, so I put the whole fucking leg out to try and knock this sign over. Well, this sign was in the fucking ground with star pickets. And I didn't even look. I just went, I'm going to knock this sign over. Well, fuck me. I got knocked over onto the bitumen. I was on my arse. I didn't know what happened. I thought a fucking bus hit me. Fucking knee, you know, skin off the knee, skin off the arse, skin off the elbows. All because I put my leg out to knock this sign off and or over. And the fucker was in with star pickets.
That's what you get for being a little cunt.
Little fuckhead.
Yeah.
Yep. You fucking little idiot. Yeah, fucking, ugh. Anyway, righto, let's
mate,
go on.
Send us in a few stories of when you've been naked and hurt.
Oh, and you know what? There's fucking plenty.
Oh.
It happens every Saturday and Sunday. Somewhere around the country, yeah, in the state, yeah, every Saturday there's a naked person getting hurt. All right, I got one more. We're getting on. Here we go. We'll get one more?
Yeah,
here we go.
One more.
Righto.
Let's do it.
Hey lads, travelling sales rep here again. I'm going to call this story the handover. So for those of you, when you get a new bloke on board, you've got to show him the ropes and show him the area. So I'm up near Newcastle Way and we're driving along. The night before, we sort of, it's the last night before we're heading back, and then we got on it a bit and had some red wine and had some ravioli and all that sort of stuff. It was a good night. Anyway, so we're driving along and then, you know, when you see those blue signs, I'm thinking, oh, my stomach's a bit crooked, so I've just gone, oh, I've got to go and do a number two. So, fucking hell, I'm shitting myself. I'm about to shit myself, but I hadn't. Oh. And I'm holding on, and my sphincter's as tight as a fucking fist. Anyway, we get there, and I see this blue sign. I'm like, beauty, I'm just pulled over in the gravel, and there's no fucking toilet there. The cunt of the council just won't put a fucking toilet there. They've just got to put a barbecue. Who wants to sit in the road? Anyway, so I've bolted out of the car. He's still sitting in the car. And I've just gone over to this tree. I've dropped my suit pants because I'm in a suit, and they've hit down around my shoes, and I've fucking pulled my undies on, going bang. And it's like a meat pie floating around my undies. I'm trying to get my bloody pants off without getting them run down my leg, and I'm going, fuck, fuck, and I'm waving at my bloke, and there's all these trucks and cars going, wow, beep, 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 wow, all the fuss and laughing.
It's already
and
there.
My mate's going, what's going on? This new bloke's going, who's this bloke? And I go, get my bag out of the car. Get my fucking bag out. And he's going, what? And he brings over my suit pants. No, give me a fucking T-shirt. And I've fucking got, in that bite stage, I've just ripped my pants right off, and I'm standing in the nude, and there's cars going beep, 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 wah, wah, and trucks, nah, nah, and all this shit. And I'm going, fuck, and I'm wiping myself down, and he's going, my God. Anyway, this is just before lunchtime. We got another visit, so we go and see the customer, and we're sitting in the office with the customer, and there's these fucking flies. And they go, meow, and I'm fucking cacking myself because I know I'm probably still smell of shit, but this poor new bloke, he didn't know what he was in for, and that's what happens sometimes when you got people travelling. It's not ideal. Thanks, guys.
It's not. How's he say fucking, what did he say about his shit? It's like a
meat pie. Like so was the meat pie actually in his undies already? Or
yeah, so he's pulled his,
so
he's already
he's
shat.
He's already shat.
Like, it's too late. It's, and then when he looked down, it was
yeah, fuck, mate. I've done so many.
Oh, fucking, it's like
so many trips like
a
that.
A meat pie in his jocks.
It's like poor old Willie.
And I bet you there was corn in that meat pie too.
And carrot. And peas. How's the new bloke though with him, Mike? Like, what are you thinking? Like, what's this fucking grub about?
Fuck. So I can just, okay, so the new bloke's sitting in the car watching this all unfold. And he's like, what the fuck is this?
Imagine being in one of these new cars, though, like we've got all the cameras and shit around, and like you're just sitting there and you're fucking, old mate's fucking walked out the back and there's a camera there and old mate's fucking trying to have a dump out of the back of the car.
He was obviously pretty close to the road where the trucks and cars
are. Fucking high vis.
Oh. Yeah, shitting yourself's not fun, is it?
Nah.
He also had a bit of something going on the night before. He said red wine.
Red wine. Red
Does that wine make you shit yourself?
Obviously.
Obviously, if it's, well, no, it's probably not just red wine that's doing it. It's probably the...
Do you like the red wine?
I do. Red wine, so I'm...
What's your go-to on the red
Shazza.
Wine? Shazza.
The old Shiraz.
Shiraz.
I do love a Shiraz. I'm a dirty whore for Shiraz.
Yep.
I don't mind it. But, you know, that's as a red wine. You know, I think it's a. I can't do the dry wines. You know, like it just. I don't enjoy them. I can drink it. If someone's handing me it, I can sit there and drink it, but I don't enjoy it.
Yep.
But a Shiraz, it's got that. It's obviously my palate. Here we go. We're going to get into this, are we? My palate. All right. So maybe I'm not mature enough yet for a dry wine.
You're 45.
Yeah, I know, but my maturity level's not there, right?
It's not there. We're not quite there.
Is that where – do you do a red?
Yeah, I like a Cab Sav.
That's the next level up towards.
Fucked if I know.
Dry?
Is that dry? I know. It's like
just Cab Sav.
I'd just go Cab Sav because that's what I know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a big red wine drinker.
Do you do the what's the other colour? Fucking clear.
Oh, the white one.
The white. So, yeah, that's like what I'm trying to get out. The white wine.
Yeah, I do like a Cardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Mate, I've been to France.
It's Cardonnay.
It's Cardonnay.
Okay.
That's a line off Captain Kim.
Yeah, coffee.
More like a good Cardonnay.
Cardonnay.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
no, I don't like white wine. I've never actually really drank white wine. So
yeah. I don't mind. Yeah,
I don't mind a good red. Like red.
I don't mind the sweeter white wines. Of course you've got your Rieslings and your like the dessert wines, but anyone can drink them, I guess. I've got a fucking mind blank at the moment with wines, probably because we're on the fucking fat lamb. But
you're on the fat lamb. Actually, I'm back on the fat lamb. Another fat lamb, so I've just about done this one too. So
mate, that's fuck me. That's the rant line for this week,
mate. That's Thirsty Thursday. That's fucking done and dusted.
Thirsty Thursday. So mate, before we sign off, you sent me a little clip. I need to go back into this.
Oh, the motivation clip.
Yeah. Now, motivation-wise, like, you know, everyone, this is a podcast for the lads.
Yep.
It's getting out of your head and getting into your shed. And with that comes a number of different things. But you sent me something. I'm going to try and get it. Here we go. I think this is it. So I'll just play it, and we'll have a chat.
Yep.
See if it comes up.
Away from people who act like a victim in a problem that they created. There are people like that in the world, or some of you obviously know some of them. But they act like a victim in a problem that they created. That's gaslighting. There are people that do that. My antidote to that is this. Spend more time with people with whom you have a common future instead of a common past.
How true.
There you go.
How true.
Run me through it.
Oh, everyone's got a sad story and
yep.
Sort of you can be sad about it, but if you've put yourself there, then that's on you.
Yeah. Correct.
You need to pick yourself up, fucking move on.
Yep.
Yeah.
All about looking.
No one's come to save you.
It's all about looking ahead.
My favourite saying is, no one is coming to save you.
Look up and look ahead.
You've got to do this. This is on you.
Yep. If you're looking up and looking ahead around your future and the people that maybe something catastrophic's happened in your life and you need to, maybe you've lost a lot of friends or a lot of circles of friends that are no longer around you. That's part of, is that part of life where you know,
it is, mate. It is.
I heard a quote one day about, a tree growing, you know, like you've got so many things, you have so many branches of these trees and once in a while, all those, the leaves can fall off the trees, but new leaves grow back. And that's kind of like your friend circles. Sometimes friend circles change in life. And you might be like 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, and life happens and things happen. But I think you just got to live in the moment and live with looking forward, because if you look backwards too much, you're going to be always looking back into whatever happened in your life that you don't, you're not moving forward, are you?
You've got to move forward, and that's why the windscreen is much bigger than the rear vision mirror.
There you go.
Look forward.
Yep.
Look forward. You can't change what's happened there.
Yep.
So that's definitely fucking, that's busted.
And be
that's
around done. The people that want to be around you.
And it's like us, like we fucking, it's sort of funny, our chats that you and I have now.
Mm-hmm.
Like going, fuck, sure it's not podcast day? Like, fuck. I just want to get out. I just want to have their fucking yarn and fucking the positivity that we have. Like,
correct.
It's good.
It does bring this, what we do here with this podcast, brings a lot of joy to our lives, right?
It does.
And we look forward to it. And that's looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing next week? Yeah. What are you doing in? What are you planning for your future?
Or have
you
joined notes where you're sitting there looking at the joined notes? What's fucking stiff you put in there today? Like, fucking, what's he got going?
And what time
like,
of the day was it happening?
Fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Like, fucking. And I'm up at 4. You're obviously still sleeping at 4. And hang around, think, mate. You lie down with dogs, you get fleas.
Yeah, there you go.
Hang around dog shit. You smell like dog shit.
Yep.
Hang around with people that fucking uplift you, that fucking have the same ideas.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's...
And want to be a part of your life as in like, for good reasons.
Yep.
People, be around people that want to be around you. Yep. Correct. That's great. Mate, that was good. Mate,
thanks for everyone that fucking called in today. That's...
That's another...
That's made my Thursday.
That's Thirsty Thursday done.
Yep.
We're ticking boxes. That's so good.
And we've got the video now, so we'll upload a few of these to the Instagram.
Oh, definitely. So I'm hoping, obviously, there's going to be a bit of editing involved with this.
Yeah, please excuse that. We will get better.
Yes.
But everyone needs to start somewhere, so fucking just, hold on.
Hold on.
We'll get better.
I'm trying to find something before we end today's show that I thought I might have fucking deleted it. Yeah, all right. I must have because I thought I still had it in there. But anyway, lads, if you have anything you need to get off your chest or you just want us to tell any fucked up crazy things that's happening in your life, then, of course, the podcast chat line is there for you to use and abuse. So theladspotty@gmail.com. Feel free to give that an absolute thrashing and keep it to that sort of 2-minute mark is a sweet spot. But yeah. We don't care if it's 2.5 minutes. Yeah. That's fine.
We'll edit it.
One last thing I wanted to say. This is probably something I want to try and end our shows off with a positive note. But first of all, we talk about get out of your head and get into the shed. What about get out of your head, forget the date and call a mate? So when I say that, if you know, it might be yourself or it might be a close friend of yours. If you know a mate of yours is going through a bit of trouble, a bit of pain, why not forget the date you're going to go on Friday night? Why don't you take him out?
Yep.
Why not forget the date night? If you're married or, you know, you're taking the missus out for a Friday night, but you're one of your best mates, someone that's close to you is having some troubles, give him a call. Give him a shout out.
Yep.
So... when I say get out of your head, forget the date and call a mate, it's kind of just saying don't forget about the people around you that you care about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to end on that. Get out of your head. Get into the shed. Forget the date. Call a mate.
Fucking call him. I like it.
You like it?
Yep.
All right, mate. Well, let's sign off. I am Stiffy and I am out.
See yous. Bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes next, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a bull with my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of pain is brand new. This is the moment I break through. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.